Hello, this is Pete Batchelor, Senior Vice President in the Product Group at Virtus Investment Partners. I would like to welcome you to Virtus Voices. Today, we will be talking about the small mid-cap space with Craig Stone. Craig is a portfolio manager and senior research analyst at Kayne Anderson Rudnick, and he is a portfolio manager on the Virtus KAR Small Mid-Cap Core Fund. Craig, I want to thank you for taking the time to sit down and talk to me today. How are you?
Good, Pete. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
So, Craig, we've been talking a lot internally about the mid-cap space recently and about how the data shows that investors are significantly underallocated to mid-caps. So if mid-caps are an overlooked asset class, how would you position and classify the small mid-cap space? And what is the opportunity that a lot of investors are foregoing by just looking at small, mid, and large?
Thank you, Pete. So yes, as you said, we have been talking a lot about mid-cap, how it's overlooked. We also believe that in conjunction with that, the small mid-cap space has also been overlooked as well. We believe that the small mid-cap, a portion of that being in mid-cap, a portion being in small cap, gives the investor the best of both worlds in that it gives you ability to have some mid-cap exposure, which we talked about being overlooked, but also gives you the exposure to small cap, which we think over time has very good attributions and return prospects. And we've demonstrated that with our small cap core product as well. So the SMID gives the best of both worlds, allows the manager to pick from small down to 1 billion or below, whereas a lot of mid-cap managers are not willing to go that small, but also allows us to invest in larger cap companies that mid-cap managers are invested in. So with the SMID, we have the ability to have allocations to small, to SMID, or a balance of both, letting valuation kind of dictate where those overweights and underweights can be or should be. So it gives investors the ability to participate in an underdiscovered asset class like mid, but also still take advantage of smaller cap stocks, which we believe over the long run has very, very good returns. So that gives investors the exposure to both, and we think that's important.
So that being said, Craig, why now? Why is now a good time to allocate to SMID? And specifically, what are the benefits of Kayne's high-quality investment process?
I think, Pete, the answer for why Kayne first is that we believe in active management. And if you look at the Russell 2500 ETF, even that ETF, within that ETF, 40-plus percent of that ETF is owning the Russell 2000 ETF. So that ETF itself is really just a subset of the small cap index. And so it's not really a true passive index. You're owning a lot of small caps and forced to own a lot of those names. We believe active management is a better way to go about it, but even within passive, it's very hard to replicate a true mid portfolio. But with our active management, we're still focusing on the high quality, and that's prevalent throughout all of our strategy, including the mid-cap core portfolio. We're able to find wonderful businesses that have the protection over long periods of time that can generate high returns on capital and be consistent over a full market cycle. So we believe that active is the right way. Mid can deliver very good returns over time. And then in terms of current cycle, I think that's where the beauty of SMID comes in, is that regardless whether small is considered more expensive than mid or mid is considered more expensive than small, SMID has a broader opportunity set, which allows us to take advantage of the valuation opportunity, whether it be in small or mid, and or move between those two areas seamlessly within a SMID portfolio. Whereas if you have a small, if you have a mid, you probably have to pay more attention to the current cycle valuation and relative to other asset classes, whereas we have a lot more latitude to move between those and take advantage of mispricing.
Yeah, so bottom line, it's about expanding the opportunity set. You know, I could go on all day talking about this with you, Craig, but we're out of time now. I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts and insights on the market. I do appreciate it. I'd also like to thank everyone who has taken the time to listen to this podcast. If you're interested in learning more about the Virtus KAR Small Mid-Cap Core Fund or any other Virtus offering, please call us at 800-243-4361 or visit us online at virtus.com.